Praise God. It's awesome. Hannah, this is Hannah Matthew. Come on up.
Hallelujah. It's a good name, Hannah. You know, Hannah of old asked the Lord for a son. That was her promise, her destiny. She saw far beyond just a little man. She saw what he would become and whom he would impact. And you know that Hannah prayed for him all the days of his life. And the Lord gave me a scripture for you in Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you. Knock and ye shall find. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who asks receives. Hannah, the Lord wants you to ask for something big. You have a dream in your heart that's big. And it seems too big. But it's not too big for God. And he's saying, if you will believe him and ask and keep on asking, you're going to lay hold of that big dream with a big destiny. And right now it's just a seed. But seeds grow fast when you water it with faith. And I have this sense that you delight in the Lord. You have a way of just rejoicing in him and celebrating the King. And the Lord says he's given you that celebratory spirit so that when you begin to move into things that are sometimes more serious in the Lord, you're going to bring the joy with you, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. The joy of the Lord is going to cause you to walk in this destiny, this big vision that you are asking him for. You're going to walk into it with great joy, even though you don't see how in the world this could happen. But the Lord says, yes, yes, yes.
I just see you like marching in a processional, and you're like leading this band or something, and you're just, it like, when everyone else is tired, you're going to be the one that says, get up, move. We've got to go. There's just something in you that has that breaker anointing. And even during praise and worship, begin to release that breaker's anointing. There's some people that are supposed to be up front, that are supposed to break open. There's some that are supposed to be in the back, yeah, interceding or whatever. You are called to be one that is up front. Mobilizing, moving, praising, breaking open, breaking forth. I just see that breaking anointing upon you and that gift of faith that causes you to see largely. In fact, there is a seer anointing in you as well. And don't try to hide it. Don't try to calm it down, because it's in you. And, you know, just go ahead and be free to be you. Go ahead and be wild and crazy. I mean, yeah, in order, but sometimes church outdoes being in order. That means shut up and be quiet. But you're here. You can be free. You can be wild, you know, in the GM. You know, I'm not saying downstairs, but I mean, you know what I mean. I'm saying that you have that gift to really break open and begin to ask the Lord on that. Because there is an anointing there to break forth into new realms, not just for yourself, for corporate, for gathering. That's what I'm seeing. And even as you begin to make declarations and prophesy what God is showing you, that is a type of a breaking open. That is a type of warfare, using the word, declaring the word. And God is just really going to begin to open your mouth. So Father God, I just declare that breakthrough anointing come forth and come alive in her, that she will not hold back. She will not be in fear. Father God, she will not go step back or away from it, Father God, for we need this. God, this group needs this. God, your church needs this. Your body needs this. And Lord God, she will do it, yes, under the unction of the Holy Spirit and in divine kingdom order. But Father, we just call the gift forth right now. In Jesus' name, prophesy, declare, proclaim, dance, praise.
Sometimes God shows me some visions that are, I don't know what to do with them, and they're kind of weird. Special, special visions. But when you're walking up, it's like what I saw is like you were hanging on to this unicycle. And like all of a sudden you were able just to kind of jump up and just land on the seat of the unicycle and ride it around, and you could like ride it upstairs and stuff like that and ride it back around. And then it's like I saw that you were able to ride it on a tight wire. And then it's like I saw you starting to ride it fast, and there was just like this, like this paper in front of you, and you busted through it, and then you busted through another one, and then you busted through another one. And then it's like I saw people following you through that paper. And what I heard the Lord saying is that that bubbly energy that He has within you, He's created you that way. And He wants you to release that. That which God has created you. Release it. Accept it. And step into it. And it's that playful energy. But at the same time, it's an energy that He wants for you to break through into spiritual realms that you've never experienced before. And there will be times when you break through so quick from one realm to another realm that, and you'll experience things that when you try to think about explaining it to someone else, you might think, well, they might just think I'm a little bit weird or something if I try to explain this. And there will be times when God will just say, no, it's not for you to share that. It's for you only. It's just for you. But then there's times when you will share. And God is going to put people in your life that you can trust to begin to share those things and what God is showing you spiritually. And that breaker anointing, that's what I'm describing, that breaker anointing that breaks through different realms of the Spirit. He's placed it in you. And as you grow and as you mature and as you reach forward, you will cause others to break through with you. So Father, I just release it right now. I release a prophetic realm, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, in dreams, in visions. Father, the hearing of the ears right now, I just say, Lord, that she hears your voice, Father. And Father, I just proclaim miracles in these hands, Father. Lord, even as she begins to lay hands on people and pray for them, I just proclaim healing and miracles, Father, would come forth, documented miracles. I just proclaim right now in Jesus' name.
And even as you begin to break through into new spiritual realms, it will be important for you to, you know, stay in discipleship and counsel, of course, you know, with your leaders, because that helps keep us grounded and not go off to, you know, La La Land, outer space. Anyway, God bless you.